This is Pulse 95. You're listening to the Morning Majlis podcast.
Pulse 95.
Yeah, join in on the conversation on the Morning Majlis. We're talking about the Aman Safety Network. For those affected, of course, by the weather initiative to really promote the spirit of social responsibility among individuals, but also institutions, and support all of those that were affected by recent weather conditions in the country. We've talked about how much rainfall we actually all went through last week, and that has some seriously adverse effects. And because we're not typically used to having or receiving that much rainfall, then those effects were definitely heightened. So having the said initiatives in place are incredibly important. But it has been talked about by Sharjah Media City as they promptly responded to the initiative and becoming the first government entity to join the network that really is going to be aiming to open reliable channels to receive donations from individuals, but also the government and private sectors that really help those affected by the said weather conditions. Now, if you want to get involved in this, you can do via their mobile number if you do fancy. It is +971, of course, and then 5010 48 and then 4. So that is 971 50 10 88 884, and you can get involved and get in touch to donate food supplies, clothes, furnishings, furniture, electrical appliances, or even offer cleaning services and even repair services and maintenance work in their house. So they're really covering all bases here when it comes to offering that helping hand out as well. But this Aman Network initiative is really going to seek to diversify the donation sources and even types of donations that you can get involved in, as you can even donate in cash or even directly credit donation in the social services department's bank account, or like I said, you can contact the social services department via their mobile number. I will say it one more time, it's +971 50 10 88 884, and you can get involved to do all of those donations that I did say. How important, AK, is it to have these the services, have these initiatives in place when a country like ours is affected by those weather conditions that we had last week?
Yeah, I think it's nice to see a community spirit, everyone coming together. And, you know, it started off at a very communal level as well. People in the neighbouring areas said, you know what, I've got a either high 4x4, or I've got a vehicle that has a very high water and, air intake. So they've been able to conquer these floods, the flooded waters, and they've been able to send off the supplies. So now that the government has its own official channel through the Aman Safety Network, it'll be a bit more trustworthy for individuals to say, right, you know what, I'm donating it to you guys, and they know that this official channel is going to be able to reach places with the uniformed personnel to be able to offer their helping hand. We do know that the entities are partnering together, which is really nice to see. Arada is amongst them. They've actually partnered with the Sharjah Social Services Department and announced that they've allocated a nest complex in Al Jadha area to shelter 3,000 people affected by the recent weather conditions. Arada and Social Services Department are working to provide for all of those affected by this weather. The meeting took place yesterday between the director of the Sharjah Social Services Department, Ahmed Almal, and then we also had the other individuals that were there to discuss and sign that agreement that Arada, as a real estate development company, reaffirming the commitment to supporting the community and helping those affected by the rainwater. So really good news. And Arada initiative is to provide housing for those affected by the weather situation, highlighting the role of the private sector in humanitarian work and community service in certain circumstances. So 3,000 people will be provided shelter, courtesy of Arada, in their nest neighborhood. So that's the latest that we know so far in terms of what's happening. But we would definitely love to hear from you if you've been part of any community drives, if you've been forward, if you've extended a helping hand during these difficult times. We do know the statement that's come out from Colonel Saeed Sawedi, the Director of Centres Department at the General Directorate of Civil Defence in Sharjah, saying that the community is working actively to address the effects of the recent weather depression, and they've been helping and reaching the impacted areas through rubber boats and four-wheel drive vehicles as well. So, and he did extend his thanks to those volunteers that are working together with the authorities.
This is Pulse 95. Tune in live every weekday from 7 a.m.